In the second canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 1, verse 2, there's one word in the verse that means griha. So the term grihasta is used, grihasta, standing in the house. When a household or devotee uses his time and ashram to help himself advance spiritually. So then you can say you're a grihasta. You use your time in your house. Your house is like a means for helping you advance spiritually. Household life is considered an ashram. There's varnashram. Chaturvarnyam mayashrisvam guna karma vibhagasham. Krishna says in Gita chapter 4, verse 13. Talks about varnashram dharma. He says there, I created these four varnas and four ashrams. According to quality. Quality in work. Guna karma vibhagasham. According to the qualities and the activities. So there's four varnas, four spiritual orders of life, and four social orders. So first is brahmachari, and then grihastha, then vanaprastha, and sannyas. So this is an ashram. Household life is considered an ashram when it is used for spiritual progress. When a householder is materialistic, then the suffix medhi is added. And the word medhi, aside from what Prabhupada explained, it means envious. So griha medhi is a person lives in the house envious of others. So when you say griha medhi, that shows that the values of that person are quite different from those of a grihastha. Grihastha is living in the house with husband or wife for the, it's like an ashram, and he's living there to advance himself spiritually. Because he and his wife are engaged in the service of the Kula Devata, their family deity, and they're cooperating together to preach, to observe festivals for the deity, to serve and please the deity, to hear and chant, remember Krishna, help each other get up early, and attend Mangalarti, and chant their japa, and remind each other, oh, did you chant your rounds? Did you read Bhagavatam today? No, I was busy. Okay, let's sit down. I'll read, you listen. And like this, they actually can help each other. Although they're living in house, and even they're raising children, but they raise their children as service to Krishna, and they engage their children in Krishna's service, and they tell the children about Krishna also. So blind grihamedis may be inclined to hear about politics. So grihamedis, they like to hear also. Everyone hears something. But they hear politics, sports, and the weather. They watch movies, listen to the radio, and spend long hours surfing the internet, but seem unable to find time to hear about Krishna. This is purport. Although life is meant for spiritual advancement, and hearing about Krishna is recommended as a primary means of advancement, very few are interested. Grihamedis absorb their minds in their households. They envy their neighbors and spend their nights in sex and sleep and their days in making money for their families. Why does Shukadeva Goswami criticize them so strongly? Shukadeva Goswami says, these people do not know the absolute truth, nor are they interested in inquiring about it. Rather, the life and attachments of such persons are focused only on the ephemeral or temporary. They become absorbed in and feel sheltered by the support offered by fallible soldiers, their bodies, children, and wives. They invest their hopes in these soldiers. They put all their hopes in their bodies, physical bodies, their children and wives or husband. Although sufficiently experienced, they attempt only material improvement and refrain from acknowledging their inevitable destruction. It is as if such persons are blind to reality. So we may know such persons. And this is described in second canto, chapter 1, verse 4, 1 through 4. Shukadeva says that these persons that are blind to the reality of life, they're materially engrossed, blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth. They have many subject matters in hearing in human society. They want to hear many subjects, everything but Krishna. This is the they'll read newspapers, they'll read magazines. It's not that they're just living in a vacuum. They're already, it's the famous verse Prabhupada often quotes at 212. Shrotavyadani Rajendra Nrinam Santi Sahasrasaha Sahasrasaha Apashyatam Atmatattvam Griheshu Grihamedinam. It says Apashyatam Atmatattvam. They have no apashyat atmatattvam. They have no interest. They have no interest in knowledge of the self. Pashyatam atma tattvam grihesha grihamedinam. So this is the grihasthas. Those persons who are materially engrossed, blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society. So we're just talking about them.